did this, Dr. Terry Grossman.
And what do you think of the use of sunscreens? Are they safe enough?
I think sunscreens are safe enough. The problem you get into a sunscreen is you block the absorption of vitamin D. And we're finding that vitamin D isn't just a vitamin for making your bones strong. That's what we used to think about vitamin D, makes your bones strong. But we find that vitamin D prevents cancer, prevents heart disease, has many beneficial, lowers blood pressure, has many beneficial effects. So when you use sunscreen all the time, particularly when you live in a place far north like here we are in Holland, you don't have so much sun to begin with because you're in a high latitude. So my recommendations are to try to get 30 minutes of sun a day before 10 o'clock in the morning or after 4 o'clock in the afternoon without sunscreen, particularly in the summertime when the sun's rays are high.
On your face.
And if it's a warm day, wear shorts and wear short sleeve shirt. So get it on as much of your body as possible to get the natural vitamin D that way. But if it's in the middle of the summer or you're in a place, you're out on the water, you're swimming or you're boating or you're in the Alps skiing or things like that, then you must wear sunscreen. So the trick with sun is safe on your skin as long as you don't get sunburns. Sun will cause skin aging, but it will also prevent. So in other words, if you get sun on your skin, maybe you'll get some wrinkles from it. Maybe you'll get some what we call basal cell carcinomas, little tiny skin cancers. But basically, no one ever dies from these kind of cancers. But getting the sun on your skin will also help you to prevent getting the serious cancer. So I think it's a trade-off. So my feeling is just don't get a sunburn. As long as you can go in the sun without getting a sunburn, it's okay to have your skin exposed to the sun. Yeah. But if you're in the sun to a degree that it could cause redness, then you must wear sunscreen.
Do you think there's any difference between the vitamin D you develop in your skin through sunlight and the synthetic form of vitamin D you take in pill form?
I do. I do think the natural form that you make in your body from the sun is the best. And that's why, if possible, you should expose your skin to some sun. Now, I realize that the dermatologists disagree with me about this, but my personal feeling is I would rather get some wrinkles and maybe a little basal cell skin cancer, if it's going to come to pass, in order to prevent all the problems that the natural vitamin D will prevent. So I think it is a trade-off, but I believe that the vitamin D that's formed from sun exposure is the best.
Okay.